And we welcome to the Quick Slant, Jim Whiting with Saving Dogs Four Paws at a Time. Going to find out what his group is involved with. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Brad. Good morning.
Jim wants to start off with a fact here that is appropriate for the day, MLK Day.
Go ahead. Yes, sir. I was looking around to see if I could find any relationship between Martin Luther King and dogs this morning. And I really didn't find anything, but I found one little interesting snippet. In 1964, Martin Luther King was arrested in St. Augustine, Florida. He was placed in the back of a police car, and while he was in the car, the police put a German Shepherd police dog in the back seat with him in an effort to intimidate him. Well, it didn't quite work. He and the dog became fast friends right then and there. So that was the only information I could find about King and dogs this morning.
That's a good story. Made an impact on the dog as well, and the dog on.
Yes, sir.
And Martin Luther King. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. You've got a couple of events coming up over the next couple of months. Let's begin with this Saturday. You've got your next SNP voucher program. Tell us about that.
Yes, our SNP program, the Spay Neuter Incentive Program, is a program where we offer half-price vouchers for spays and neuters of either dogs or cats. The vouchers are good for 90 days. You pay for them at the time that you pick them up, and that's all you pay for the spay and neuter. We take care of the vet bill and everything. So. The first one will be this coming Saturday, the 26th, at Orsland Farm and Home, beginning at 10, and we're scheduled to run until 2, but once the vouchers are gone, we'll wrap it up then. We base the number of vouchers we have available on funds available, and this is a new program. We're just getting started, and funds are a little bit limited. We estimate perhaps 12 to 15 vouchers will be available this weekend, so.
Okay. So you just show up. You don't get the vouchers in advance?
No. You show up at Orsland's. If you have a dog, you need to bring the dog with you because we need to get his weight. If you have a cat, just bring a picture. That's good enough. But, yes, you have to pick them up in person, and they'll be issued only to people who can prove they own the dog and that they reside in Randolph County.
Okay. And then after you have the voucher, then what happens?
Then you have 90 days to use it. You call one of two vets. Sugar Creek is one, and the Spay and Neuter Project is the other in Columbia. Set up your appointment to have the animal spayed or neutered. Take them in, and you're done.
Very good. And then you mentioned it is for cats as well, too.
Yes, sir. The dogs, yeah. Generally, we don't deal with cats. We're not licensed to, but this is an exception to help. Eliminate the overpopulation problem.
Very good. Okay, so that starts at 10 o'clock at Orsland's, and don't waste any time, even though they plan on being there till 2 if necessary. We'll be providing the service until the vouchers are gone.
I would suggest being there at 9:59.
Probably so. Then you've got another event coming up in February.
In February, we're having our first adoption event, low-cost microchip clinic of the year. That also is going to be at Orsland's here in Moberly. It begins at 10 a.m. and runs until 2 also. We're going to have several of our adoptable dogs out there. We're going to have a clinic where we will microchip your dog, if you'd like us to, for just $30. And I can't say enough about the importance of microchipping. If your dog ever...
How is it better than the tag?
The tag will be on a collar. Collars can come off. They can get caught up in things. Basically, that's it. They're basically disposable. The microchip is implanted into the dog between his shoulder blades. It's like a vaccination as far as what the dog feels. The microchip stays with the dog for life. And if the dog gets lost... And again, we'll do cats, too. If your pet gets lost, we can scan anybody who finds him, can take him to a vet or a rescue, scan the dog, and the microchip scanning will identify the owner, and that dog can come back to you.
Okay. That's February 23rd, 10 to 2 at Orsland Farm and Home. And again, the cost is $30 for that. Sounds like you're trying to plan some type of event each month. Is that kind of the target for 2019?
The target for 2019 is to spend more time in the public eye. And that starts with these two events this weekend and the 23rd of February. And we have a major event, an adoption clinic or microchip clinic or something like that, every single quarter this year. Plus, we're going to be attending all the big community events as they come up. So, yeah, we're trying to spend more time in the public. We're trying to meet more people, spread our word about the things that we do and how we can help people.
Jim Whiting, my guest, was saving dogs four paws at a time. You can't do the work without volunteer help, can you?
Absolutely not. 2018 was kind of a year of reorganization and growth for us. We made some changes to the rescue. We added a lot of people to the rescue as volunteers and fosters. We actually doubled the number of fosters we have last year. We're going to continue to build on that foundation in 2019. We've developed several community outreach programs to help people. We're going to spend more time in the community. We developed the SNP program, the Spay and Neuter Incentive Program. We've developed a program where we can open some of our foster homes, space available to non-rescued dogs. If people need a temporary place to board a pet, a dog, we can do that. That is limited to space available, of course. We're also growing our network of partner rescues in the Midwest. Quite often we have dogs that come into us that we really can't do anything with. They might be a breed that's not popular in this area, or larger dogs are not real popular around here. So we're establishing a network of rescues where we can exchange dogs back and forth. Say we get a big old pit bull that nobody around here wants to adopt, we can send him off to another rescue, and we screen these rescues carefully and make sure that they have the same philosophies as we do in regards to how dogs are placed and how they're treated. So that's just a couple of things that we do. We developed a program called Assist to Adopt. Also, if we can't take a dog into our rescue, we can put our resources to work to help the owners, while they retain the dog, find appropriate adopters for them. So these just a couple of things, and we help out with medical bills when people need it and that kind of thing too.
All right, so it sounds like 2019 is going to be big for you.
We're hoping. We're planning.
You kind of had a foundation built in 18, and now you're building on that here in 2019.
That's exactly what we're doing, and we hope to double again by this time next year.
Very good. You want to put a reminder out. I mean, we're looking at 6 degrees right now, wind chill of -4. I know they've got a furry coat, but it's cold, isn't it, for those dogs?
Yeah, if it's too cold for you to be outside, then it's probably too cold for a pet to be outside. We've had several calls in the last few days of pets, one in particular being tied to a tree with just a plastic igloo doghouse for shelter, no straw, no way to stay warm. So the first choice is always, when it gets this cold, bring the dog inside if there's any way you can. If you can't, then you need to provide them with a good waterproof shelter, a doghouse that doesn't leak, plenty of fresh, unfrozen water, and a good bedding. We recommend straw. We don't recommend blankets or anything like that because they get wet, they retain the moisture, and they freeze, and they just add to the problem. Mm-hmm. You can purchase heating pads that you can set in the bottom of a doghouse to help retain some of the heat in the building. So, we also, you know, on the calls that we get, and as we're just out and about and we see dogs who need help, we'll go knock on a door and offer people straw or a doghouse if they need it. So if anybody sees a dog in distress in this cold, they're welcome to give us a call, and we'll try to help if we can. We provide free straw, no charge to anybody. And the number is 660-651-6676.
Okay. Would that number work if people want to become a foster, if people want to volunteer some time, if people would like to make a donation?
Yes.
Give your contact information. If people like to help out, this sounds like a project they'd like to get involved in.
Okay. Phone number 660-651-6676. Our website is www.savingdogsrescue.com. And there are a number of links up there that people can get help. They can report incidents to us and so on and so forth. And almost everything that we're involved in is on our website. So we invite people to stay up to date with that. We also have our Facebook page, which is Saving Dogs Four Paws at a Time.
Mm-hmm. Saving Dogs Four Paws at a Time. Jim Whiting has been with us, doing some good work to help our canine friends out there, and certainly in the cold, remember them as well. Jim, keep it up. We'll remind folks again, your next SNP voucher clinic is at Orscheln Farm and Home this Saturday from 10 until 2. Get there early.
Exactly.
Take advantage of those vouchers in the next adoption event, February 23rd. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you, Brad. I'd just like to take one more second
and
say thank you to all our volunteers, to all our donors, our sponsors, and everybody who helps us get where we are, and especially to you folks here at Quicks and Crest for giving us this forum once a month. So we really appreciate it, and we find that it's beneficial to us, and hopefully it is to you and your listeners as well.
Good. We'll plan on it third Monday in February.
Sounds good.
Okay. Jim Thank Whiting you. Joining me here in the Quicks land. It is 16 minutes before 9 o'clock.